Welcome to a 90s nostalgia edition of your KUTX Soundcheck. It's been over 2 years since manager Bill Diggins launched a Kickstarter for 90s R&B girl group TLC's comeback album. In just 1 month, the Kickstarter raised over $430,000 from just over 4,200 backers. The group, a duo since the untimely passing of Lisa Left Eye Lopez in 2002, went on tour, then hit the recording studio in September of 2015. Chili and T-Boz spent all of 2016 in the studio and meeting with music execs, keeping fans updated with videos and blog updates. On Monday of this week, they announced a release date of June 30th for TLC's new album, 15 years since their last. But they still need your help. T-Boz and Chili want your help naming the new album. To offer your suggestions, hit up the comments section of TLC's Kickstarter campaign. You can find a link on our website. Soundcheck Music News lives on the homepage. Britney Spears is slated to make her Israeli debut on July 3rd in Tel Aviv. The concert is such a big deal that the country has literally pushed back the date of their Labor Party's primary election, an event that has been hotly contested with at least 8 candidates up for the spot. Fearing traffic will be too congested for voters to reach the polls and a possible lack in available security to cover both events, Britney will perform on the 3rd and the election will take place instead on July 4th. At the end of the month, Spears will be the first ever recipient of the Radio Disney Music Icon Award. From sweet beginnings as a member of the 90s revival of the Mickey Mouse Club to selling nearly 150 million records and having 6 albums debut at number 1, Spears is a true embodiment of what you'd expect from the award's inaugural winner. Now, if only we could go back and tell 2007 Britney about 2017 Britney. That's your sound check. For KUTX, I'm Taylor Wallace.